USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he will deliver the State of the Union address on February 4th. A White House spokesman confirmed he's accepting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's invitation to deliver the speech a day after the Iowa caucus. The speech could come during the middle of the president's impeachment trial in the Senate. Speaking of impeachment, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana on how this is playing back in his state.
They think that the House leadership intended all along to give the president a fair and impartial firing squad. They think that this is a very dangerous precedent, that my friends in the House are treating impeachment like a political weapon. They're normalizing it.
Kennedy speaking there on Fox Business, and a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow set another record. Today it gained 78 points. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
It's official. The holiday travel season is beginning. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
And AAA expects a record number of people to travel during the holiday period, which will run through New Year's Day. It says nearly 116 million Americans will be traveling, some by air, but most by motor vehicle. And Robert Sinclair, the AAA spokesman, says a lot of those drivers will likely be dealing with headaches over the holiday.
We are anticipating more than 800,000 breakdowns among AAA members for the holiday travel period, with flat tires, dead batteries, and folks locking themselves out of their vehicles as the top three reasons.
And he says drivers anywhere in the nation will find the worst time to be traveling is the day after Christmas, mid to late afternoon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Saturday is the winter solstice, the day when the northern hemisphere is tilted the farthest from the sun, and it's also the first day of winter. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
During Thursday night's presidential debate in Los Angeles, Democratic presidential candidate Andrew Yang has a message for everyone regarding impeachment and President Trump.
If you turn on cable network news today, you would think he's our president because of some combination of Russia, racism, Facebook, Hillary Clinton, and emails all mixed together. But Americans around the country know different. We blasted away 4 million manufacturing jobs that were primarily based in Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Missouri. What we have to do is we have to stop being obsessed over impeachment and start actually digging in and solving the problems that got Donald Trump elected in the first place.
No sexual misconduct charges are being filed against members of the University of Minnesota wrestling team. Speaking with reporters, the county district attorney, Michael Freeman, says evidence played a large role in the decision.
There are often conflicting versions of what happened. And this case is no exception. In the interest of justice, and simply, there is inadequate evidence to fairly charge and prosecute this case.
Two members of the wrestling team were arrested back in June of this year on probable cause for criminal sexual misconduct. Freeman urged the Minnesota state legislature to make changes to the sexual assault laws in the new year. For more news, find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.